Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll head to Sudbury and talk to a veteran Wolves defenseman who is hoping to lead his team to a strong finish to the regular season and a long playoff run. We stay in the Eastern Conference for this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week. It's Spencer Watson of the Mississauga Steelheads. The Los Angeles Kings prospect had 7 points on the back of 3 goals and 4 assists in 3 games last week and was a +3. The 20-year-old from London, playing in his first season with the Mississauga Steelheads after spending most of his OHL career with the Kingston Frontenacs, was selected by the LA Kings in the 7th round of the 2014 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Watson has put up strong numbers throughout his OHL career and is looking to see if he can crack the 300-point plateau as he came into this week's play with 278 points and, how's this, exactly 139 goals and 139 assists through 259 career OHL games played. And the 300-point plateau is of interest this week as Alex DeBrincat of the Erie Otters has cracked the milestone, becoming just the 3rd player in Otters history to do it, joining teammate Dylan Strome along with former Otter Brad Boyes. DeBrincat, only the 6th American player in OHL history to reach the plateau, joining names like Robbie Schremp, Patrick O'Sullivan, Bobby Ryan, Pat Peake, and Mike Wolak going back to the late 80s. DeBrincat joined another rare club this past week as he picked up 100 points for the 3rd straight year. And how about this? One more potential record book to go into very soon as he's looking to become just the 2nd player in OHL history to record 3 straight 50-goal seasons. Dale McCourt did that back in the 1970s. If DeBrincat can do it, he would just be the 2nd player in OHL history to record 3 straight 50-goal seasons. Quite a performance by the Chicago Blackhawks draft choice. Another record holder now is Michael McNiven of the Owen Sound Attack, as the Montreal Canadiens prospect picked up his 10th regular season shutout for his OHL career, putting him past Jordan Binnington for the most in Owen Sound Attack franchise history. He's also moving up the career wins list in Owen Sound history, as he's now number 2 all-time, going past Curtis Sanford from the late 90s, now only trailing the aforementioned Jordan Binnington. Sudbury Wolves defenseman Kyle Capobianco has been a solid performer on the blue line for the Sudbury Wolves over the past 4 seasons. Now the captain of the Wolves, originally chosen by the Sudbury Wolves in the 1st round of the 2013 OHL Priority Selection. He went on to be chosen in round 3 of the 2015 NHL Entry Draft by the Arizona Coyotes, and he has since signed an entry-level contract with the Coyotes, looking to potentially move up into their system next season. Now, earlier this week, I chatted with Capobianco, the pride of Mississauga, Ontario, to chat about the Wolves coming down the stretch and, of course, his involvement with the Arizona Coyotes. Kyle Capobianco of the Sudbury Wolves joins me now. And Kyle, you guys are in a battle here in the Eastern Conference over the final 5-6 weeks of the season. Take me through how this group is sort of coming along here as we're into February, and before you know it, the regular season is going to be over soon.
Yeah, I think we're playing good hockey right now, and we've got some divisional games coming up, and I think our team's really starting to gel and looking for more success down the road.
What's been going well when you guys have had success? What's been a key when the Sudbury Wolves are winning games this year? What's going right?
I think we play a hard style. I think we hit, we forecheck hard. We get shots on net, and we just play a hard style and then make it a hard game for our opponents.
Throughout your time in the OHL, have you found that sort of been a trait of the Sudbury Wolves team, being that sort of blue-collar, hard-working group?
Yeah, I think so. I think no team wants to come up to Sudbury right now. I think we play a hard game, and it's never a fun drive up north, so I think we're making it hard for the home games.
Being a Toronto guy, playing, of course, for the Marlies and coming up through that system, then obviously to Oakville as well to wrap up your minor midget time, then the move to Sudbury. When you look back on it now, was it almost sort of a bit of a total change for you that obviously now after 4 years you've been able to settle right in?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I got to experience a small town, and I've loved every minute of it. It's been awesome.
For you, drafted by the Arizona Coyotes, signed by the Coyotes, what's it been like just having that sort of taken care of right now, that you don't have to worry like some guys do about the draft or contracts or things like that, that you can just concentrate on your game? How important has that been for you?
Yeah, it's nice. It's one less thing that weighs in the back of your mind, but obviously I gotta play well and earn my spot next year.
What sort of feedback do you get from the Coyotes?
Just that I gotta play a hard style like our team. I think that helps with our team success and also personal success, as I need to play a harder game.
We know the Coyotes have picked a lot of players from the Ontario Hockey League over the last few years. Has that made it interesting when you've gone into camp with so many familiar faces around?
Yeah, you get to know some guys, and then it makes it easier to adjust. You're not by yourself. You got other guys that are going through it together with you, and makes for a friendly competition.
Over the next little while, you guys are going to have a lot of games in the conference to battle through. But at the same time, do you find you can't help but do a little bit of scoreboard watching right now?
Yeah, I think you try to do that, but you want to focus game by game. And I think we got some big games coming up next couple weeks, divisional games that are going to sort of set the tone for how our playoffs are going to go.
Before we let you go, we talked about playing in Sudbury and the on-the-ice component of it, but you know, for people who maybe aren't familiar with it, what's special about being in Sudbury you know, over these last 4 years in terms of off the ice and in the community?
I think it's just a hockey town for sure. We're crazy about hockey, and even with our success this year, we've loved every minute of it, and just the awesome support of people.
That was Sudbury Wolves defenseman Kyle Capobianco. Let's take a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League continue to lead the nation, followed by the OHL's Erie Otters at number 2 and the London Knights at 3, those three teams all staying the same. Also staying in the number 5 spot are the Sioux Greyhounds. Moving up two positions are the Owen Sound Attack. They were 9th last week, now number 7 in the weekly CHL Top 10 rankings. Once again this year, the Greater Toronto Hockey League will host the 2017 OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, powered by Under Armour. It comes up March 14th to 20th in Toronto. The most recent minor midget rankings heading towards the 2017 OHL Cup sees the Alliance and the London Junior Knights leading the way, followed by the GTHL's Mississauga Rebels and the Whitby Wildcats of the OMHA. Rounding out the top 10, the Toronto Marlboros, Quinte Red Devils, Waterloo Wolves, Mississauga Reps, Ajax Pickering Raiders, Toronto Young Nationals, and the Vaughan Kings. For more on the road to the 2017 OHL Cup, powered by Under Armour, check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.